Okay, I think we'll get started. 4 o'clock, we'll call this meeting to order. Roll call.
McGill?
Here.
Anderson, absent. Scarlett?
Here.
Youngberg, absent. Brecky?
Here.
Okay, in front of you, you've got the agenda for today's meeting. You can see we've got a couple of items to look at. Do I hear any additions or subtractions to the agenda? If not, all in favor of the agenda presented, signify by saying aye.
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 Also in front of you, or you would have received earlier, the minutes from our previous meeting on 8/17. Do I hear any additions or changes to the minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
We have a motion by Scarlett.
I'll second.
We have a second by Brecky. All in favor of the minutes, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Okay, moving on. Just the way this is going to work this evening, for those of you that haven't been here before, if you would please sign in. And then if you want to address when we get to a public time or make any comments, if you'll come over here to the podium and make your announcements or at least introduce yourselves, we'd appreciate it. The way this works is we will listen to the presentations, staff report, that sort of thing. The public will have a chance to comment. And then we'll close deliberations and make a decision. So you'll know tonight whether everything is approved. Before we get into that, do I hear any comments at all on anything with the exception of the items that we have presented on the agenda? Any public comment that anyone wishes to make? If not, moving on, we'll listen to our first one. It's CUP 07-13, Building Energy Holding LLC, Met Tower.
Before we get started, staff would just like to thank the Board of Adjustment members for shifting your schedule to allow us to have a special meeting. One of the items that we have on the agenda is somewhat of a fast-track schedule to meet the full requirements. And again, we appreciate the adjustments that the Board of Adjustment made. We will not be having a meeting on the 16th. Okay. This will be the only meeting that we'll have this month. So again, thank you.
I assume part of it was because the weather is so good and people can get out there and keep working. So
right.
All right.
Okay, good afternoon. The first case is CUP 0713.1, submitted by Building Energy Wind Iowa. The applicant on this project is Will Douglas. He is the owner site representative and has been our correspondent for the project. The subject property is located in Section 16 of Grant Township. This is considered a major modification to a CUP that was approved in 2013 for the wind energy conversion system that you have seen going up along 30 between here and Ames. The current request is to add a meteorological tower or a MET tower, which is a component of the wind energy conversion system that would monitor the wind characteristics and act as a control variable for the wind energy conversion system. This is a lattice-type tower. It's about 275 feet tall. The base clearance radius is approximately 100 feet from the tower. Fencing will be added, and that was an additional safety measure by the applicant, about 8 feet tall and approximately 30 by 30 feet square around the base of the tower. So here we are in Grant Township. Highway 30 is in yellow along here. This is 590th Street here. Subject property is in the southwest corner of the intersection. Here's just a picture of the zoning. As you can see, it's surrounded primarily by A1 zoning. There's some commercial light industrial to the north of Highway 30 there. So here's a site plan. Optimum 1-6 is the turbine that's gone up south of 30. The proposed Met Tower is located approximately 1,000 feet south of the turbine. So here's a site plan. Once again, Highway 30 here, 590th north and south here. Access will be from the current access to the turbine. The applicant will construct a temporary access road for construction of the Met Tower. That will be removed once the Met Tower is completed. Same, just another site plan, once again about 1,000 feet south of the existing turbine. Here's looking south from the turbine site. So I'm standing in that driveway leading to the turbine. It's a little hard to see, but back here is the Cullings, the property owner's farmstead. Here's looking north from 250th Street. So now we're south of the turbine. Highway 30 is along here. So the proposed Met Tower would be between us and the turbine. Here's just an elevation drawing. Once again, it's a lattice-type tower. There'd be no guide towers, or guy wires, I'm sorry. So in terms of compatibility, the Met Tower is a component of the wind energy conversion system that, once again, was permitted in approved in 2013. The property surrounding the proposed Met Tower is in agricultural row crops and will continue to be used in that same way into the future. In terms of transition, it's located 350 feet west of the west of 590th Avenue and about 1,600 feet south of the right-of-way line along Highway 30. The tower will meet all of our all Story County's setback requirements. The surrounding properties are in agricultural row crops. The nearest dwelling is approximately half mile to the northeast of the proposed site. In terms of safety, according to our CUP regulations, the step pegs of the Met Tower would need to be removed up to 15 feet above the ground level. And the applicant will also, in addition to that, construct the 8-foot security fence around the base of the tower. Traffic vehicles and equipment to build the Met Tower will access the property through the existing access to the turbine, as I said before. The temporary service driveway will be constructed to the proposed Met Tower site, and then will be removed because maintenance really, this is a very low maintenance tower, maybe once every 1 to 5 years. The terms of the lease agreement between Building Energy Holding and the property owner does include compensation if the tower needs to be reached in the case of an emergency and crops need to be destroyed. They do include compensation for that. But most of the repairs would be done either after the crops have been taken out or before they've been planted. Planning and Development did request a written statement between the property owner and Building Energy Holding addressing permission for them to access the site from an alternative location in the case that access from 30 onto 590th would be removed. So parking and loading. During the construction of the Met Tower, the parking and equipment would be located on the private property within that 100-foot radius of disturbance. No parking or equipment would be in the right-of-way. Maintenance parking, so after the tower is completed, would take place within the fenced area. All of the lighting, and I can go into further detail if you have questions on this, but all of the lighting complies with the FAA regulations. There will be no shadow flicker visible from grade level. The only moving parts are about 2 inches in size, so at 275 feet, you wouldn't be able to see any shadow flicker from the ground. The Met Tower, once again, 100-foot clearance radius. The actual base of the tower is about 20 by 20, and will set just 6 inches below the grade, so there won't be a large amount of land disturbance. The silt fence and sediment logs will be used around the base of the tower during construction to assist with erosion control. So here's some ideas that, kind of criteria for the board to look at. We did receive a few comments from the interagency review team. The engineer department commented that 590th is a level B roadway with limited maintenance, and that the Iowa DOT has brought up closing 590th, but that hasn't, that's kind of been put on the back burner for now. The assessor said the tower would be assessed as a building on leased land, and then planning and development asked for some additional information on the lighting more specific information on the fall radius and a decommissioning plan. We did receive 2 comments from the public. A nearby resident was wondering about if there would be any impact on their television reception. The engineer for Building Energy has provided a written statement indicating that there will be no reception interference, and that was shared with the resident. We received an email from another nearby resident inquiring about the potential danger of the Met Tower and its lighting to birds. The lighting on the Met Tower will not exceed FAA requirements, but will have to meet the FAA requirements. So the recommendation, staff did recommend 1 condition on the approval of this project. We asked that Building Energy Holding provide an insurance bond for the decommissioning of the Met Tower before the zoning permit is issued. This is consistent with the way that the wind energy conversion systems were addressed back in 2013. So the alternatives, approve the conditional use permit as set forth in the case as submitted, approve the conditional use permit with the condition that staff recommended, which is number 2 is our recommendation, or deny the conditional use permit or table it for further information. I'm sorry, yes. Also, the P&Z did recommend approval of alternative 2.
Good. Thank you, Sam. Anyone from the audience to speak for?
I'm sorry, I should have mentioned we do have the applicant here as well as the property owners.
Okay. Any comments? Okay. Well, I guess we'll close deliberations and make our decisions. Staff, what do you think? Or board, what do you think?
It's like the homework was done.
You need a motion?
Yes.
Okay. Story County Board of Adjustment recommends approval of option 2 with the conditional use permit, and with the condition as put forth in KCUP 07-13.1.
Motion from Scarlett.
I'll second.
Second from Brecky. Roll call vote.
McGill.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Aye.
Brecky.
Aye.
Okay. There you go. Good job.
Can I ask 1 question?
Sure.
How much cropland do you lose when you put in a tower like that? I'm just curious.
My name is Will Douglas with Building Energy. The normal one is about 1/2 acre, but I think with Randy and Carol's, we've got about probably 1.25 acres because we couldn't do a driveway straight to 590th. We had to make an L and go up towards the state right-of-way.
Okay. I I was just curious. I see them all over. I've always wondered. So.
Yeah, our goal is half an acre. Doesn't always work out that way, but we try.
Thank you.
My only comment is, if you're going to bring that crane back in, let me know, and I'll get my little grandsons out there to look at that, because that was... That was pretty impressive.
I would suggest Sunday at OW7 there off of T Avenue.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they'll be working on Sunday, and the crane will be there, and I won't know that you're crawling all over it with your grandson. And I encourage it, but that's off the record.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to the next one, and that's CUP 05-16, Story County Conservation, Victor Grove Park Shower Shoulder Building.
Thank you.
We're loading our power from here.
Yeah,
you're free to go. Thank you, guys.
There you go.
What did he call?
7-3-1. Yes. Yep.
Yep. Hi, Deb.
Good. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Are you ready to rock?
He should be calling.
Okay.
Oh, this is exciting.
That
is Ed Storm. He's
with
FEH Engineering.
We're watching.
No.
And they did the design work on the building.
And this is at Hickory Grove?
Yes.
Okay. I really need to get out more.
Let me show you what it looks like here.
Okay. I can't wait to see pictures.
Watching.
Yeah, really.
For a watch pot.
Is it an upgraded facility, or is it a new? Is it? Will this be an upgraded?
Brand new.
Brand new.
Yeah.
While we're waiting, staff can probably go ahead and give their presentation.
Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. This is CUP 05. Dash 16 is a conditional use permit request to construct a brand new shower and shelter building. In the Story County Land Development Regulations, conditional use permits are required for county buildings. The applicant is Mike Cox. He's the director of Story County Conservation. And they're located at 56461 180th Street in Ames. Property location, however, is at 67464 250th Street in Colo. This is the vicinity map, and where that red star is, that's approximate location of where the building will be. We're south of U.S. Highway 30, west of 680th, and just south of 250th Street. Closer view of the park and the lake. The proposed building will be on the north side of the lake, just south of 250th Street. In the campground area. It'll be located in the center of the campground. To the northeast is the Country Living Court Mobile Home Park. Building is connected to an existing sewage lagoon system that was constructed in the 60s. It's about 1,000 feet to the west. You can see the pond right at this location. Closer view of the campground, again, the existing building, which is a restroom and shower building, is located in the center of the campground.
Can you hear me, Ed?
And again, this is just north of the lake, south of 250th. This is the map from the cornerstone to capstone plan. The park is shown with the natural resources designation in green. Zoning map, the property is zoned A1 Agricultural District. To the north is an R1 Residential District. To the east is the Mobile Home Park, which is the Residential Manufactured Housing District. A little bit of background, the existing building, which is a little over 700 square feet, has a restroom and shower. It's made primarily constructed of concrete block material. It was built in the early 1970s. The building is on a relatively level portion of that area of the park. Park hours are open from April 1 through October 31st, and there's 43 campsites there. And they have 11 primitive campsites, which are primarily for tents, and that basically means there's no electrical hookups. The plan again is to remove that existing building and construct a new one that's a little over 2,700 square feet. And again, it will be for shower, restroom, and will also serve as a shelter building during inclement weather. So the idea is that it would accommodate all of the campers that would use that facility. Height of the building is a little over 17 feet. Again, this one will be made up or constructed of natural wood on the northern portion and then concrete block material. And again, it's to accommodate about 182 people. There currently are three gravel parking areas, providing about 15 spaces. With the new design, it'll accommodate about 16 spaces. Two of those will be handicap accessible. Again, we showed you the photo of the sewage lagoon. It's off to the west, about 1,000 feet. That was constructed under an Iowa DNR permit in the mid-60s. That wastewater treatment facility serves that building, the beach house, which is located to the south. And then to the west of that existing building that they're proposing to remove, there's a sewage or a dumping pit that the campers use. Before they leave the campsite, they dump their gray water and their wastewater in that pit. And again, that travels to the west of that sewage lagoon. There are future plans to add additional campsites and cabins to the park. The Conservation Board has hired an engineer who's working on a design for a new system. And they're working on a partnership with the Central Iowa Water Association and an agreement with the Country Living Mobile Home Park, which is located on to the north side of this campground. And tentatively, they're planning on locating that treatment facility on that north side of the road. But again, any new proposed improvements as far as the campsites and for the cabins, those won't occur until that new sewage treatment facility is constructed. The applicant did indicate that they'll meet the 20% landscape requirement. The Story County Land Development Regulations require a 20% additional landscaped area for any impervious surface that's being added, and that would include the building, the proposed sidewalk areas, any parking areas that would be new. And they did provide a drawing that shows what their plans are. They've also indicated that they're going to meet the Iowa Stormwater Management Manual requirements and the SUDIS erosion control requirements that are also identified in the county's land development regulations. And they did submit a drawing to show what their erosion control plans are. So we initially, for the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, we did have two conditions that they provide those drawings. And after the approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission with those two conditions, they did submit the requested drawings. The actual bids for the project were opened at the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday, November 8th, and the awarding of the project is planned for November 15th. And completion, if this is approved, they're proposing to have the building completed in the spring, April 30th of 2017. So these are the existing building and proposed building. The areas to the east and south show proposed sidewalk space, and these three areas to the northeast, northwest, and southwest show proposed parking. And again, difference in size, a little over 700 square feet to about 2,700 square feet for the new building. This is the layout of that footprint. They're proposing 8 restrooms, 3 showers, and again, the beauty of this building is it'll serve as a storm shelter and will accommodate up to 192 people. Elevation drawings, again, it's a little over 17 feet in height, constructed of similar material, the concrete block with the natural wood material on the top. This is the landscape drawing that was requested as a part of the condition. They did submit it. And it shows you the landscaped area in the southeast area of the building. And the idea is that you put that in the low spot of the site so that it helps address any stormwater drainage that would end up in this location. So this is about the low spot of that site. The erosion control plan, they're proposing compost filter tube or erosion control sock, which is shown in red around the perimeter of that building. And when we go out and do site inspections, those are things that we look for in addition to the setback reviews that we do. This is a bonus. The building that they're proposing to build, there's actually one exactly like it constructed in Woodbury County. This is actually at Browns Lake. So it shows you exactly what they're proposing to build. There's another view of it. This is an interior view. Shows you the shower rooms, and again, this will serve as a multi-purpose storm shelter. Restrooms. We're into the site photos. This is the corner of 680th Avenue and 250th Avenue. Entrance into the campsite. Again, this is on the north side of the park. Existing building to be removed. A little closer view. Currently, there's one handicapped parking space. They're proposing to have two. They're reviewing the bids right now, but there may be a possibility, depending on what decisions are made, that the handicapped parking spaces and the sidewalks may be paved. But again, they're still looking at the bids. This is the freshwater pumping area, as well as the wastewater or gray water area, which is off to the west of the existing building. That area will stay there. That won't be affected. And since we were at the lake, we had to take a picture of the lake. It took a moment. We didn't stay too long, but we did have to enjoy the view. It was like 7:15 in the morning and absolutely beautiful. So we're sharing this with you today. Somebody said they weren't there, right? So that was the view to the south. These are the standards for approval, compatibility. Proposed building, again, will be constructed of similar materials as the existing building, concrete block with natural wood. It will closely match the existing building. Transition, there were some existing trees. There are a couple trees that are diseased and they're going to be removed, and they're going to be, the conservation staff will replace those two trees. In addition to planning about 900 square feet of landscaped area because of the impervious surface that's being added. Traffic, again, they're not adding any additional campsites, so the adjacent roads or drives in the park will not be impacted. Parking, they're actually adding two additional handicapped spaces, which is a positive thing. And again, there may be that potential for the parking for handicap accessibility, and the sidewalk leading to the building may be paved. No signs are proposed. They are proposing wall-pack lights, but they have shields, so the lighting will be directed downward. The building is located over 200 feet, though, from that south right-of-way line or the north property line of the property. Environmental protection impact to the site will be minimal. Again, the building would be located in the same location. Site is less than 1 acre, and consequently no state permit is required for stormwater. We talked about the 20% impervious. Proposed new building is not anticipated to increase the wastewater load, because again, what happens today is the campers use either the showers that are in there, facilities that they're bringing to the campsite, or in this case, they're going to be going to the building to take showers. So there won't be any additional increase in the wastewater. We did circulate this interagency on October 27. Emergency management staff did participate. They were very excited that we have a county building that is multi-purpose that'll provide the restroom and the showers, but also serve as a place for the campers, as well as potentially provide space for possibly people that live in the mobile home park to go to in case of inclement weather. Environmental health staff did have questions initially about the existing line that extends westerly to the lagoon. They did do a dye test that passed their requirement. They have no concerns and support the request and the project. Planning and development staff had a lot of questions about the construction schedule, site improvements, including erosion control, stormwater, parking spaces, sidewalks, lighting, the basic site development improvement issues. We did send notices to property owners within a quarter of a mile on October 26th and November 4th, again, prior to P&Z meeting, prior to the Board of Adjustment meeting. We did receive one telephone call on the 7th from a person who owns land to the north of the mobile home park, but actually lives, I think she said she lives in Florida, and just had general questions, wondered why she was getting a notice. And after we talked to her about the project, she was in support of it and viewed it as being a positive improvement for the park. At the November 2 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, again, staff, we did have a recommendation for approval with the two conditions. One was for the applicant to submit the drawing showing the landscaping that's required because of the impervious surface being added, as well as the erosion control measures. They did provide those drawings. We showed you those. So at this point, staff is recommending approval of this request with no conditions because those conditions have been met. So that would be item one. Story County Board of Adjustment recommends approval of the conditional use permit as put forth in CUP 05-16 as submitted. I'd be happy to answer your questions, and as I said, Mike is here too, and the architect if you have questions.
Thank you, staff. Board, any questions? Mike, any comments?
I guess I'll be briefly, because I know Lynn wants to get out of here. I want to thank, and this project is the one that came at us kind of 11th hour as far as our awareness of needing to go through this process. So that's my fault. My fault that you guys are having a special meeting here, and I appreciate Jerry for working with us through this. I appreciate all the staff time that's gone into it. So you've got an excellent report there. I do have our engineer here if there's any questions for him. I wanted to have him here because I want to be prepared for whatever questions you might have since I'm not an engineer on it. But Jerry did a very good outline. I can tell you that we've got, Hickory Grove Park was built late 60s, early 70s, and it's all original construction, of course. And the road system is dated, the sewer system is dated, the water system we just replaced a couple years ago. And so the buildings are old. It needs a facelift. If you guys camp, the campground there is packed. If you're a nice summer weekend, you won't get a spot unless you show up on Wednesday or Tuesday prior to the weekend. It's heavily used. 70,000 people a year use that park. So this has been on our radar. We have a pretty aggressive capital improvement plan that the Conservation Board has to move forward with these infrastructure improvements. We wanted to have the sewer done prior to doing any building improvements. That just hasn't happened yet due to a number of reasons, but we're still moving forward on that. And so I guess we're appreciative of your consideration and your time in hearing this. And with that, I would just take any questions you may have.
Is the mobile home part of the... same ownership that's across the road?
Are they part of the what?
Is it the same ownership?
The mobile home court?
that way they're working together on the sewage and...
Well, I mean, I'll be frank with you. We approached the mobile home court owner about the potential of working together as a cost-saving measure for the county, because we're looking at several options to get the sewer done. One of them involves forced main line from the park up to Highway 30 or where Twin Anchors is. And so we looked at the mobile home court and said, hey, would you like to partner with us on this and save some money? So that's one thing we're looking at. And from that point, it would be pumped over to Colo's treatment system. We're working through numerous issues and looking at some alternatives for how we do our wastewater treatment.
The mobile home park is privately owned.
Yeah, private.
Yeah.
Board, any other questions? Not much. Thank you. Staff, I think it's been pretty well laid out. So apologize if you didn't talk to your engineer.
That's okay. His heart won't be broke.
All right. With that, we'll close the deliberations and make a decision. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept number one. Surrey County Board of Adjustment recommends the approval of the conditional use permit as put forth in the case CUP 05-16.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I second.
A motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Ricky.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Aye.
Miguel.
Aye. Good project. We used that park back in 1972 when I went to Iowa State. So.
Very good.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It hasn't changed much since then.
Yeah, yeah.
So many additional spaces will be hopefully available.
Well, we got a pretty healthy list of what we want to do there. We know we could double the size of that campground easily and still have full weekends. Mm-hmm. You know, right now we operate on about 65% occupancy when you look at the number of sites and every site being full every night. That being 100%, we're operating about 65. But you really can't attain the rest of that very effectively because of the demand. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. People want to be there on weekends. They don't want to be there on Monday nights, Tuesday nights. They don't want to be there on weekends. And so, you know, our percentage would go down. We build a new one, but essentially I think still on the weekends we can pull. And so we're probably looking at another 40 sites eventually. We're looking at cabins eventually.
Where would the cabins go?
What's that?
Where would you put the cabins?
You know, to be determined.
Okay.
We'd probably put one on the north side there. Maybe around where the residence is. Maybe east of there yet. And then we may put some on the south side also. So. Cabins are incredibly popular.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they have electricity and running water.
It's just like home.
I grew up camping in a tent.
I did too. Know. Same here.
I wanted to end. I want a hotel and I want room service.
Washer, dryer.
All right. Thank you. Any other business that needs to come before the board? Staff, any comments?
Well, we can gladly report to you that our department is experiencing some growing pains. And so we were fortunate enough, we went to the Board of Supervisors. We're thankful for input from Deb and Alyssa. But we requested a new planner position, and it was approved. So we have a position posted for that. And we're going to be taking applications through mid-December and then hopefully doing interviews first part of January and then hopefully get somebody on board to help our existing staff so we don't burn out anybody in February. So we've got that going on. C2C comp plan, we talked a lot about that. That's been approved. It was approved in July by the Board of Supervisors. We have a C2C implementation matrix, which identifies all the different activities that need to be accomplished, what department or departments are going to share in implementing the various activities. There's time frames. We've got things that will take anywhere from 0 to 2 years. Some things will take 3 to 5 years, some more long term, 6 to 8 years, and then things that we're going to have to do every year. But the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Board of Supervisors approved that matrix. So now it's time to get busy, roll up our sleeves, and actually get the work done that's identified in that plan. So we're very, very excited about that.
Great.
So having a new planner will
help.
Very helpful, yeah.
Good. Anything else?
And again, thank you very much for shifting your schedule. It's greatly appreciated.
Not a problem. On that, we'll adjourn.
Thank you.
That's a neat project out there. That'll